Good morning. It's 11:38 a.m. on Thursday, March the 5th. Is that right? I think so. Yeah, March the 5th. Thursday, March the 5th, 2020. It's, well, the official temperature is 42. I think it's probably closer to 46 at this point. And the sun is really quite warm. In the shade, not so much. But with the sun beating down out of a brilliantly blue, clear sky, there's a lot of sun here this morning. Lots and lots. What to talk about today? I got my words. I got my 2K. Had them done by 8:30. Farted around for a couple hours. And then went to the grocery store, stocked up again. And came home, took care of the groceries, and before I took my boots off, I said, go for your walk, What to talk about? I don't know. I was poking about in the innards of my two Chromebooks. And they both have Celeron processors in them. So they're like 64 bits. Just regular Intel Celeron. They're low, you know, they're low ends. I mean, it's not massive computing power there. But interesting nevertheless. I think I was thinking about rolling my own operating system, creating a custom distribution for Linux running on one of the machines, and then realized I have to double check, but the disk drives apparently are really small, because Chromebook is expecting you to use everything on the web, on the cloud. So having installed a few apps, I have to double check, but I suspect I don't have enough room left on that drive. Now, I could use a USB drive and do all the work over there. I haven't rolled it out yet. To be honest, the only thing I really want is to get that Cinnamon user interface running. And unfortunately, both of the Chromebooks are not running Ubuntu 18, but they're still back on 16. And I don't know if I can get them to upgrade. If I could get them to upgrade to 18, then I could run Cinnamon. Then I wouldn't have to do anything else. I just run Cinnamon. And to be fair, to be honest, looking at these machines, they are nothing more than toys at this point. I have one thing. The smaller of the two I use to travel, and so that's got a whole bunch of stuff on it. That's got. I always update the copy of my password file on it. I always keep an upgraded copy of LibreOffice on it. It has the bookmarks for the Word, and because it is my writing machine when I travel, I also have a copy of the word tracking spreadsheet of it. The day before I go anywhere, or the morning I leave, one of the two, I always put a copy of the current spreadsheet on a thumb drive that comes with me. along with whatever manuscript I might be working on. If I'm working on a manuscript. So it becomes a really handy, highly portable. It fits, I have a medium-sized pork chop bag from Better Backs. It's a leather bag. Okay, it's immersive, if you want to call it immersive. I don't care what you want to call it. It'll take the, I think it's a 13-inch. It'll take the 13-inch Chromebook, no problem. Just throw all the pieces and parts into the bag. Charge cord, everything goes in the bag. And I can travel with it. It doesn't take up much space, it doesn't weigh very much. Works good. I apologize for the wind artifacts that may be rustling your ears right now as the rustling mine. Dark Knight Station is going to take a lot of work. I'm almost at the end of it, and I don't know exactly how it's going to end, but it's way too long. There's a lot of banging about that doesn't. It's in the wrong sequence. It's got the wrong time scale. Everything is kind of like odd in it. But I'm going to get all the pieces together, and then what I'll probably do is throw it into Scrivener and cut it into the parts so that I can then move the parts where I need them. And then set about setting up the chapters and the time frame and a whole bit. Because right now things are a little bit squirrely. I've got stuff happening all over the place. There's a lot of moving parts. I think there may be more moving parts in this than there were in Cape Grace, although they're not quite as dark. Some people might disagree with that, but I like where it's going. I'm happy with the story. It's going to need a lot of work. I did not work on Troy Harbor yesterday afternoon. I should be getting back the Wizard's Butler maybe tomorrow, probably Monday. And I don't want to hold up the Wizard's Butler to work on Troy Harbor. So I'm sort of taking a little break from the frenetic pace I was keeping up earlier in the year when I was skirting the edges of burnout to do some tinkering with machines, to stretch my brain a little bit in places where it needs to be stretched. I've played some Civ 6. It's an interesting game. It's a tough game. I played real simple, real easy first game and won. I haven't been able to get through. I certainly can't play on the default level, which is Prince. I'm running a Chieftain game now, which is like only one up from the easiest, and I'm not sure I'm going to win it. But I also went in and played a little Skyrim. Skyrim is one of those resource management games that lately it really appeals to me. So I don't know. I also got Fallout 4, but I can't make heads and tails of Fallout 4. I don't quite understand. Things keep happening in the game. Get ready to sit with me. Blog post. Things keep happening in the game that I don't... Chris, I haven't watched any Fallout 4 gameplay. I have no idea what to expect. And what I usually get is something weird. Which, as near as I can tell from what I've heard about the game, all I can get is something weird is kind of the definition of Fallout 4. So, there's that. I don't know. We'll see. My fingers are cold, my nose is cold, my ears are cold, but the rest of me is plenty warm. The wind is blowing tears out of my eyes. Oh, what am I reading? I just finished another... What is her name? The... John's Head Bobbin Murder Mystery or something. A.J. I'm going to say A.J. Sheridan, but I don't know if that's right. It was short. It was really short. I think it was novel length, but only barely. I had an interesting conversation yesterday with one of my RMFW friends. Haven't caught up with her in a long time. I was nominated for Independent Writer of the Year again. Even though I'm not eligible this year. Because I didn't publish a book in 2019. I wouldn't have accepted the nomination anyway. A lot of people nominate me. And I don't. I was in the first cohort. I was an also-ran the first time. And it's like, okay, that's fine. I don't have a lot of ego riding on winning writing awards. I don't have a lot. But since I don't, and here's the thing. I don't query, so I don't need to impress an agent with the awards my writing has won. I don't need to impress an editor with, you know, two-time Parsec winner long-form audio fiction. I don't need to impress anybody with that. What I need to impress people with is I've written another book, and you should buy it. And I don't ever say that, but, you know, that's really where I need to focus. It's like, okay, I've written another book, and now I've written another book, and now I've written another book, and I don't need to win prizes. I just need to write books. So for me to take a slot to be a finalist in the Independent Writer of the Year, it's not like I'm taking it away from a legacy publisher who, a legacy writer who's seeking publication, because they're not in the same pool. That we have two separate awards, because it would be unfair to legacy authors to have to try to compete with indie authors. It's just not fair. What's required to be an IWOTY is, I'm not going to say it's a lot more, but it's different. It's like, yeah, you have to write a killer book. Start there. Everybody has to write a killer book. But then in the Writer of the Year, they then look at things like service to the organization and years of membership and all the rest of it, which the IWOTY takes into account as well. The IWOTY requires people to have and be able to explain how they're going about their publication process. So they have to write a good book, but they have to put a good cover on it. And it has to be produced well. And they need to have some sort of marketing plan, and they need to have a process in place. And to do all of that, to begin with, there's no reason for a legacy publisher or a legacy author, a trad pub author. I'll pick a phrase here eventually, and I'll go with that. But it's unfair to ask them to do those things. But it's also unfair to the independents who have to do all of those other things in order to be successful, and in order to be like, okay, you want to be the Indie Writer of the Year? Yes, you have to write a good book. And you have to publish a good book. And you have to have a way for that good book to be picked up and read by readers. So the iWOTY is more about, or has an emphasis on the publication, where nobody really gives a crap what TradPub Press picked up your book for the WOTY, for the writer of the Year. It could be, you know, doesn't matter. It could be Random House, it could be Joe Small Press. Doesn't matter. As long as it's published by somebody else, doesn't matter. And they don't look at things like production values. They don't look at things like covers. They don't look at things like history. We've had first-time authors win the iWOTY. We've had a long-time authors win the iWOTY. We've had relative newcomers win. The Writer of the Year, the TradPub Award, tends to go to people who have been with Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers for 10 years or more, and who've published, you know, two or three books. Very few of them have published more than 5 or 10. Well, I don't say that. More than 10. It takes a long time to traditionally publish 10 books. The nature of the process is that, you know, it's going to be 2 years, probably 18 months to 2 years between books, just because of the publication. So we got a conversation anyway about, I was nominated, and then we chatted about different things, like she's really big into finding hot niches and writing fast into them. She's one of these people who can narrate, dictate her books, and she's spent a lot of time doing it, so she's really, really facile with it. She's really quite expert at it. So she can put out 10,000 words an hour. And her books are 45 to 50,000 words. So, you know, she could put out a book, a novel, 50,000 word novel. She could put out a novel in like 5 hours of dictation. She'll have a rough draft. Then she has to go through the rest of it and clean it up. But yeah, that's awesome. I'm not going to get there. I will, however, get to the back gate, which is where I am now, and say, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.